Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game two of the finals tonight between the Raptors and the Warriors. And I don't know that people were selling the Raptors short as much as they were just panting effortlessly over the Warriors. Looking forward to game two tonight. Sherman Hamilton joins us, Raptors analyst from Sportsnet and NBA TV in Canada, here on the John Kincaid Show. Sherman, the party in Toronto looks like it has engulfed the entire country, not just the city of Toronto. What's the vibe been like?
You're exactly right, John. It's been one of those unimaginable situations where, as you said, not just the city, the whole country has been swept off their feet by the Toronto Raptors. And the energy is off the charts. You know, you're getting fans that really aren't fans of basketball starting to jump into the fray as well. And it's been a consistent growth of the fan base since the Raptors have started this run. And now that they're in the finals, there's so much belief in this team that this whole country is supporting this team. And it's a beautiful thing to see because, as you might know, basketball hasn't been the number one sport in this country. But right now we're seeing a growth of the game, and we're seeing fans just starting to support this team in ways we've never seen it happen before.
How important do you believe it is for the Raptors to close the deal in regards to Kawhi Leonard and the decision he's going to make about staying or going? I've even heard people speculate that winning a title may make it more likely that he would leave. Do you have any feel for the situation being right on top of it, Sherman?
I have zero feel for the situation, and that's what Kawhi has been able to do. He hasn't shown his hand. He's been consistent all season long about, you know, make a decision when the season's over. But I agree, the potential of them winning a championship does not guarantee that Kawhi would stay either. So it's just one of those unknowns. But I've been saying, you know, forget about what he's going to do. Just enjoy this ride for what it is and deal with that later, because you might miss what's happening now worrying about whether or not Kawhi will come back.
How much do you love the fact, and I talked about it a little bit earlier on in the show, that an organization that kept banging on the door and getting close to getting to an NBA Finals decided to really roll the dice and go all in? How big and how shocking was last offseason for you following the Raptors closely?
It was very shocking when you think about the fact that, you know, DeMar DeRozan was the face of the franchise. He made it clear that he loved this city and this country, and he wanted to be here long-term. And when a player of that caliber says that, the fans in Toronto and in Canada fall in love with him, and they did. But not only to make that decision to move DeMar, but to think that you got a better player coming back, that was even more shocking. And I think you have to tip your hat to Masai Ujiri and his team for just seeing the vision and finding a way to make this work. But it was very shocking. And when I heard of the news, it was, forget about the emotional ties. The Raptors got a better player coming back in this deal. And at the end of the day, this was a business decision, and it was the right one.
Sherman Hamilton joining us here, John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio Raptors analyst from Sportsnet and NBA TV in Canada. What is the biggest change that trading out DeRozan for Kawhi meant for that franchise on the play and even off the court?
Well, the biggest obvious reason is Kawhi is a better player. So now you're getting a player that on both sides of the basketball can completely dominate. He wasn't just a one-sided player. You know, DeMar was a very, very good offensive player. But defensively, DeMar had his weaknesses. Kawhi doesn't. And then at the end of the day, you're getting a guy with championship pedigree. Guy has been a finals MVP. He understands what it takes to win at the highest level. So from that perspective on the court, you're just getting a better player. Off the court, there's this seriousness that he brings. There's this calmness. There's this demeanor of, we don't panic because I'm here and I can figure it out. And that's something that not only has translated through the team, but it's translated to the fan base as well. Because going into this playoffs, the question was never when the Raptors were losing or in a bad situation, whether they could get out of it. The question was when they were going to get out of it, because they had Kawhi and they could get out of it. So he's created confidence off the court as well through the fan base.
Sherman, if I gave you a little truth serum on, you know, Thursday morning, and I said to you tonight, the Splash Brothers are going to go for 55. We're going to have a triple-double also coming your way from the Warriors. And so now, what would you have thought even with under 25 points for Kawhi? You would have thought that was a loss, right?
Yeah, I would have thought that was a loss. And I would have thought that, you know, at the end of the day, Golden State would be a team that in game one, if they got those numbers from the Splash Brothers and a triple-double from Draymond Green and Kawhi goes for 5 of 14 for 23 points, I would say that we fall into the trap of what happened in the previous series where Kawhi doesn't play well, team struggles to win, Kawhi's going to have to put on a Superman cape in game two and get the job done. But this is kind of how the team has been built all season long. They've been built on depth, and throughout the playoffs, they struggled to find consistency from their bench and from other guys in the starting lineup. It didn't happen. This was more representative of the team that Masai Ujiri put together and that we saw play all season long. So the playoffs have been a different animal, but it hasn't been different in terms of seeing this kind of production throughout the regular season. So on paper, you say, yep, Splash Brothers and Golden State Warriors, they get the W. But when I look at the regular season, how this team got to this point, this was indicative of how they had success because they won a lot of games without Kawhi on the floor. So this, to me, is getting back to who they are to some extent.
Sherman, you killed it this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. I feel like I'm ready for game two tonight. If we need somebody to suit up, you know, Coach Nurse can just, you know, look down and bring you on over, right? You got a good few minutes left in you, right?
Hey, John, I appreciate the love, but you don't want to see me on the court, brother.
Thanks, Sherman. Appreciate
it,
buddy.
Take care,
there you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.